Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Till the end of the Perek, we'll talk about the Shomrim, people who are watching someone else's object. We know that every type of Shomer has his own responsibilities and obligations if something happens to the item that he's watching. A Shomer Hinam, an unpaid watchman, would only be obligated to pay for the item being damaged if he was negligent in watching it. A shomer sachar, somebody who's paid to watch an object, would even be liable if he wasn't negligent. Let's say an item was stolen or an item was lost, but he would be exempt if the damage that happened was unavoidable and had nothing to do with him. The Mishnah here will talk about a craftsman who's working on an item for somebody. Is he considered to be a shomer sachar, a paid shomer, with a higher responsibility and liability? Or is he like a shomer hinam, where he is not responsible for the item that he's watching? Only if he was negligent would he have to pay and compensate the actual owner. Mishnah says, Kol ha'umanin shomre sachar hen. All craftsmen who work in their own homes or they're working in their own stores and they're working with other people's items are considered to be a shomer sachar, a paid shomer on the items that they're working on. For example, let's say you have a tailor. He's given a suit that he's going to fix. He's going to hem the pants, for example. He's considered to be a shomer sachar on that garment, and therefore he would be obligated to pay for any damage due to his negligence, even if it was stolen or it was lost. We consider a craftsman to be a shomer sachar because there is benefit to him holding onto the object, that he holds onto the object as a security until he's eventually paid for his services. So therefore, he wouldn't return the object until he's eventually paid for his work. So he's benefiting by not having to go chase the owner down for his payment. He just holds on to the goods. He holds on to the other person's item as a collateral or as security until he's paid for his work. So that benefit is enough to consider him to be a paid shomer. Vechulan she'amru tolet shelecha vehaveh ma'ot shomer hinam. But once the craftsman finishes his job and he tells the owner of the item, take this item and come bring me my fee afterwards. In other words, what's he telling him? I'm not going to hold on to your item as security anymore. I don't want to have it here in my store. Take it and then come bring money and pay me. During the interim, till the person picks up the item, we say that the craftsman here has the deen of a shomer hinam, of an unpaid shomer. It changes. He gave up the right, basically, to hold on to the item. He told the owner to come pick it up. He's not going to use it as security anymore. And therefore, he doesn't really have any benefit from holding on to it. So he gains, in a sense, that he now would not be responsible for if the item got stolen or it was lost. Only if he was totally negligent would he be responsible. But since he doesn't benefit on one end to use it as a security in order to make himself get paid, he gains on the other end because now he would not be responsible if it was lost or if it was stolen. Shemor li ve'eshmor lach. Let's say somebody says to his friend, watch my item for me today and tomorrow I'll watch your item for you. At that point in time, he's considered to be a shomer sachar, a paid shomer. He's being paid to watch the other person's item. He's being paid in the fact that his friend is going to watch his item for him. So he's basically trading services over here, but that trading of services is considered to be a payment of sorts, and therefore he takes on the law of a shomer sachar, and he would be responsible for the item being lost or stolen. For a person to become a shomer, he has to actually accept the responsibility that he's going to guard it. What does a person have to do? Mishnah says, Shemor li ve'amar lo hanach lefanai shomer hinam. If a person says to another, could you do me a favor? Could you watch my item for me? And then that person replies back to him, yeah, put it down before me. At that point, it's considered to be a shomer hinam. That statement is implying that he's agreeing to watch the item and he's taking responsibility for it if he is negligent. Of course, a Shomer Chinam would not be responsible if it's lost or stolen. But that remark or that line of put it down in front of me is considered to be enough. He doesn't have to say straight up, I am taking responsibility for it. But that simple line of place it down in front of me is showing that he's assuming responsibility for the item, and therefore it is now his, and he's watching over it, and if he was negligent in watching it, he would be responsible to pay the owner.